email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Nicky Byrne, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good. I'm going to play this for them. It's the brand new Westlife single as performed on Strictly on Sunday. And then we'll talk to the great Nicky Byrne after this.
Could it be the start of something?
Starlight, brand new singer from Westlife. Do you like that?
Well, I like it. I don't know. Do you
like it? I do like it. There's a lovely energy about it. There's an energy about it.
There's a bit of an ABBA feel to it, weirdly enough. A few people said that to us. And right. We'll take that. We'll absolutely take that. But it's nice. It's nice to hear it on the radio. You know, nowadays, would you believe, Ray, we're considered a heritage act? It broke my heart.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe we get played on Radio 1. I don't know. But you know, no, it's a great song. We did it on Strictly on Sunday night's results show over in the UK.
Yeah.
And we were there all last week doing promo. And it's... I think we always describe songs, having been around now near, 20 odd years, we always describe certain songs as career record songs. And that doesn't mean that every song you release will be. In our career, obviously, we've had World of Our Own or Flying With Their Wings, yes, or Swear It Again. And then down the years, we had You Raise Me Up and we had What About Now? And then Hello, My Love was another one on the reunion. And we feel this has all the ingredients of one of those records that will become synonymous to us. So that's good.
It'll be a big live song. I can feel it already.
Huge.
Yeah, it'll be huge.
Yeah. And would you believe the key changes in there at the end? we deliberated over... We've two versions, actually. We had a version that we did without the key change.
Right.
And then we did one with the key. Now, this is the highest key change we've ever done.
Okay.
And as you push on in age, it's even harder to get up there. But we kept it in. I mean, we had to for old time's sake. But it sounds good. We're happy.
But you won't be sitting on stools singing that, because that was usually, you know, the key change happened and you stood up and you took the microphone off the stand and you just, give it welly. Come on.
We were old before our time, weren't we, really?
Listen.
No, that was... that was the ballad era.
And then we
did on Strictly. There's a little bit of movement. I mean, we're not claiming to be Justin Timberlake, but what I don't know if you've ever seen us live. And hopefully we've got Parker Queeve next year, which has been moved from a few years back because of COVID. Hopefully we'll be announcing more shows in the coming weeks and come down, because we never sit on stools in the shows. It's quite energetic and quite a good show to come to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say that, I know. But yeah,
I know it is. I've seen footage. I haven't been at one, but I've seen footage. So you're a heritage act now. I'll have to go and look that up. So was it weird being back on the set of Strictly? Because you did it, it's 9 years ago now, Nicky, is it?
I know. Would you believe it's, yeah, I know. I was counting and I said obviously 10 next year.
Yeah.
And I spoke to Karen briefly, the girl I danced with, who the year I did it, she was the brand newbie, nobody knew her. And now she's the longest serving female pro.
There you go.
And there's only a handful of people, there's Anton, who was a pro on the show, he's now a judge.
Mm.
I think there's one, Ali Ash, he was there while I was there. I think that's it. You know, no, I don't know anybody else that was there. Now, a lot of the background, I mean, the wardrobe people and the directors and different people like that, I would know. They all came to say hello.
Yeah.
And once you're in that Strictly family, you know, you're always welcomed in a weird way. But nice to be back on the floor, all right.
And, of course, the Irish iteration, as they would say in the business, Dancing with the Stars, is back in January. And you will be there with Jennifer Zamparelli, I presume.
Well, I mean, we haven't had the official announcement that it'll be back. So I don't want to put my foot in anything real quickly on radio. But, I mean, we're all hopeful. It's a big show. It's always done quite well. It's a great, fun show to do. I mean, we would love to have Ray Darcy don a bit of glitter. Who would not want to see that?
Do you know what? Here's the thing, right? We have Ivana Lynch on. And Ivana has written a memoir. And, of course, she did Strictly in America, Dancing with the Stars in America. And she came third. She writes about it here as one of the best things that ever happened to her. And I, as I was reading it, I was going, And then
it'll change your life. Yeah, there's no doubt about that, right?
Yeah, but maybe not in a positive way. So I do, in Flights of Fantasy, I do go, yes, that's me, I will do that. And then I come back down to earth and I realise, no, I just don't have the energy or the time. But anyway, here we go. Now, you're doing that after Christmas.
Whoa. What'd you do with Ray?
Not this year, maybe next year. Okay, right. Last Singer Standing is starting this Saturday, and you're on your own. You're fronting this show. What's the big idea? What's the format?
Well, it is big. I'm delighted to be fronting it. Obviously, having and for everyone, the whole world being out of work and being confined to our houses, it was great to get my teeth stuck into something. But this is huge. I mean, it really is. Hopefully it takes off, as we all hope. It's a brand new Irish format. It's a game show, pretty much. It's not, I mean, you will see singers. So, but what I really want to get the point across, that it's not the X Factor. It's not The Voice. It's not any of those. I mean, really, those days are at the moment done. I mean, you know, things come around and roundabouts, but for now, they're kind of done with. This is a singing game show. So how will I explain to you real quick on live radio? You've got different categories. You've got genres, you've got decades, and you've got artists.
Right.
But mainly the people that come on the show, they're real singers that have been out of work, whether they're in wedding bands or they gig in the pub, and they've been out of work through COVID, and they've come on the show. So they're good singers, but they're basically haven't, you know, been forced to take on songs they've never done before because they don't know what the screen is going to throw up at them.
Okay.
When it does, you've got the rest of the contestants behind them, fingers on the buzzers going, right, I'm going to have a piece of you, a piece of this, I can do better. And then they, you know, whoever buzzes in, you could have all of the people buzzing in or two of them. And then the person who's in the charge of the game will turn around, face the music and say, right, I'll let, say, Ray take me on. And then Ray comes up.
And you have a battle.
A battle is on, and then you've got the panel there. The panel's amazing. Nadine from Girls Aloud, Samantha Mumba, and Joey from NSYNC, the big American boy band. So great fun, real quick, real energetic, and there's 25 grand for the winner at the end. It's over 8 weeks.
And that's Saturday evening at 8:30.
8:30, yeah, or 2:1.
Have you done everything? Because look, so new single, new show, and then back on not strictly, but Dancing with the Stars after Christmas. And you said Páirc Uí Chaoimh already. You mentioned that. So when can fans of Westlife see them live?
Well, we're obviously Páirc Uí Chaoimh 2 years delayed now, so that's next August. That's already in the diary. We do have a whopper tour planned, and we're just hoping, you know, with announcements later on and different things, that can all go to plan and we can get back into concerts from next summer onwards. And we're looking to add dates and just tour, because, you know, it'll have been 3 years next summer. It will have been 3 years since we did the reunion tour in Croke Park, etc. So it'll be well worth the wait for everybody, even including ourselves. You know, really looking forward to getting back out live. The album is out November 26th. Starlight, the clip you played now, is you can download or stream or buy that now as well. So yeah, we're busy. Haven't sat around for doing nothing for bar walk 2K. We're busy, which is good.
And you've written with the lads from Picture This.
Ryan
that
went
and Jimmy.
So well.
Yeah.
We did Ryan and Jimmy over Zoom and over WhatsApp, different things. I wrote a song with the guys, well, plenty of songs, but the one that made this album is called Alive. That's a very positive song about the world coming back to life. So myself, Ryan and Jimmy, I really hit it off with the guys. And you know what? It's funny how it works, because when I was on 2FM, I was obviously playing on the playlist, playing Picture This, you know, daily.
Yeah.
Got to know the guys from interviewing them and meeting up during lockdown. You know, we kind of, to use that American term, we reached out and got everybody on Zoom and different things. And Mark and Shane were writing with others. And I did some stuff with Danny O'Reilly, and I did some stuff with Steve from Codeline. And listen, the album, the Westlife album's come together so brilliantly. We're delighted.
A lot of Irish talent there, which is great.
Yeah, and again, like, I mean, would all of them worked with us? Would we have reached out if in a different time? Probably not.
No.
Would itineraries allowed and schedules allowed? No. I mean, even Mark and Shane were writing with a guy called Rami, who's a big Swedish producer who wrote When You're Looking Like That for us many moons ago. And he now lives in LA writing for Ariana Grande and many others.
Yeah.
And the boys are obviously with him on Zoom at like midnight. But again, because of lockdown in the States and in Ireland, everybody was just doing the same thing and looking to keep busy and being creative. So, I mean,
great.
I would go as far as saying, it's the best album we've ever done in many ways. You know, creatively, the juice were flowing and it's all there on the record, you know.
There's a lovely memory there. Well done, Nicky. Love the song. Brilliant. Used to go to see your late dad singing Colestor Football Club on Saturday nights.
Oh, wow.
He was a crooner, wasn't he, your dad, Nicky?
He was.
He was Nicky Senior. Yeah.
Yeah, Nicky Senior. He was in a band called, all my life, called Nicky and Studs, and he fronted it. And he was a legend. I mean, I'm going to say that, but he was. And even now, people will stop me on a plane or on the street and say, oh, your dad sung at my wedding in the 80s or the 70s or 90s. And in the past, Ray, I'd always go, oh, well, cool, thank you. I'll tell him you said hi. Now I'm stopping and I'm going, what did he sing? What was the first dance? Where was it? You know, so what more info, you know.
And you used to sing with him when he was alive. What would you sing together?
So my first time on stage with my dad, I was only a nipper. I sang Comma Chameleon by Boy George.
Oh, yeah.
At my auntie's wedding 100 years ago. In later days, we set up, he was obviously in a cabaret band, but when he wasn't busy, we set up a thing called Father and Son Karaoke,
right,
which I'd used a few quid that I'd gotten from Aaron playing pro football, and I put it into buying a karaoke machine.
Right.
And this will sound like, now you know why I'm a heritage act. I went into Donnymead Shopping Centre, and in the old machines, printed out business cards.
I love it.
And I drove around every pub in North Dublin handing in the cards.
Yeah.
And we got a weekly gig in Gibney's in Malahide.
Oh,
and then we got a few college socials, and we took off from there. So yeah, great fun.
And what was your big number? You know, what was the one that sort of sent them home
probably
sweating?
Probably one of the, like, Frank Sinatra, maybe That's Life.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You know, one of those kind of Frank Sinatra's The Summer Wind,
yeah.
That type of stuff, which we did a Westlife version of that stuff later down the road.
Lovely memories.
But my dad was great because he would do a Saturday and Sunday night in the race course in Balldoyle. He was resident there with the band. And then weekdays he would be busy coming in. He was a painter and decorator by trade. He would come in, wash all the paint off his hands and get out of his overalls, and he would jump. I'd be out playing football in the garden, and he'd jump into like a blue suit on a Monday, be a red suit on a Tuesday, Dickie Bow, and he was out doing all these gigs. And then he'd also find time to bring me to football training with Home Farm and St. Kevin's in later years, which is, you know, dads were, they made them different then, Ray.
So you got your Dapper Dan gene from your dad.
Ah, yeah, without a doubt. He was Mr. Now, obviously on a different scale, you know, quite local around North Dublin.
No, but he was dapper.
He was Mr. Showbiz.
Yeah, Mr. Showbiz. Yeah,
100%. Yeah. And I mean, the phone was always ringing in the house, whether it was, you know, Sonny Knowles or Laurie Hart or Harmony Suite, and all the cabaret bands would be going, yeah, can I speak to your dad, please? And I always remember my mum and dad teaching me, if you answer the phone in our house, if somebody said, hello, who am I speaking to? I had to say, well, who are you looking for? That was the thing. I couldn't give away who they were speaking to. And then when they said who they were looking for, I'd take a message or whatever. So, yeah.
Right. That's what I think. Who are you looking for?
In other words, you're ringing us. Who are you looking for? You
know? It doesn't matter anymore because nobody has a landline anymore.
I know.
Lovely memories there. Listen, Nicky, good luck with everything. And there's a lot going on there. So we'll be tuned in 8:30 Saturday night. Last Singer Standing. The single's there, Starlight. And then we're looking forward to Dancing with the Stars, brightening up our Sunday evenings in deep, dark January and February. Thanks, Nicky.
Hopefully.
Mind yourself.
No problem.
See you
Ray, real quick.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say it's a pleasure speaking to you without the interruption of Dustin. I think it's brilliant.
Good luck. See you.
Bye. Right. Bye. See you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.